Welcome to the Racing TV Ladbrokes Winter Carnival Preview Podcast.
I'm joined ahead of the Ladbrokes Winter Carnival 2019 by Sam Turner from Racing TV and also Robin Goodfellow from the Daily Mail. Sam, we're going to have a quick chat through the Ladbrokes Winter Carnival and some of the highlights coming up this weekend. We'll start with the big race itself. The Ladbrokes Trophy. Is this a contest you've been lucky in over the years?
Not especially, Will, no. Notable disappointments have been backing Jadami Antipost at a tasty price and watching Sibton Abbey sweep past him under an inspired Adrian Maguire all those years ago in the Jeff Hubbard colours for Ferdy Murphy, God bless him. And a similar experience with Berejan as well, who looked to have the race in safekeeping for Henry Daly when I was working on the Shropshire Star and Mark Bradburn was a columnist with the paper, and we looked as though we got that one in safekeeping as well. And then What's Up Boys produced his traditional flourishing finish, as he did once in the Coral Cup, to deny me a bet on Native Dara. So he wasn't a particular favourite of mine, What's Up Boys, if I'm honest.
Back, Berejan though, holding on with 100 yards to go. What's Up Boys is flashing home, might beat them all. Berejan grabbed by What's Up Boys, he's got up. What's Up Boys from Berejan just behind them.
Can we turn your luck in this race around this weekend?
We hope so. I've backed the winner once or twice, but you know I'm obviously of advancing years, so even law of averages would suggest that I should have done that. I think it's an intriguing race this year. Obviously, OK Corral, you know, best when fresh, and you know, just the type of horse that Nicky Henderson's going to produce first off the rank, so as to speak, to win a race of this nature. Looked a very progressive and forward-going horse last year until he ran in the 4 miler at Cheltenham when just events didn't pan out leading into the race with his inoculations, etc., and that just absolutely sidelined him. But his marquee performance at Warwick, where he thumped Secret Investor by 6 lengths in a strong time, was, you know, really eye-catching and very promising, and you know, does really suggest that he's up to winning a race of this nature. Obviously goes very well fresh, pretty useful on a flat track. Love soft ground. We're going to get a fair bit of rain leading into this carnival this weekend, so that's going to suit him ideally, and he's a rightful favourite for me.
So we've got OK Corral just about at the head of the betting. Nicky Henderson, stablemate on the blind side, also prominent. Cabaret Queen is one who's been supported for the race. She seems to have taken a big step forward since joining the Willie Mullins team, and we caught up with Willie Mullins to get the latest on her.
Gallops, jumps and stays. So we're going there with a good bit of hope anyhow. It's a big prize, and you know, getting into it with a weight like that, we have to hope there is. I think there is, you know, fillies, when they start to improve, you keep improving. You know, mares, when they come, they start to come and into form, and maybe just sometimes change of stable can just bring about improvement for whatever reason, and you know, freshens them up. And also, she's a King's Head mare, which you know we've been very lucky with over the years. From the first one I think we ever had was Nobody Told Me, who won the French Champion Hurl, and we love getting King's Head mares. So they've been good to us over the years.
So, is Cabaret Queen figuring in your shortlist for the race, Sam?
Well, I think she has to. I mean, there's not many horses that leave Dan Skelton and improve, but, you know, the ratings and the figures boys will tell you that she took a massive jump forward when winning at Limerick last time, the Munster National. I mean, she slammed Spiderweb 13 lengths. You know, obviously, she's took a right hike in the weights for that performance, but, you know, she's very much a mare going forward, and she just looks a different type of horse now. She's gone to Willie Mullins, a horse that stays well, operates very well on deep ground, and it's certainly turned her inside out going across the Irish Sea. But, you know, she is priced accordingly, Will. I think Yalarenki will run well. Another one that's sort of gone here without a run and will love the deep ground. Obviously, Paul Nicholls has picked up a couple of horses in these colours from Venetia Williams, so he'll be looking to strike very quickly with those and hopefully earn himself a couple more. And I think obviously the Tizards have got a very strong hand as well, haven't they?
That's right. Joe Tizard, who we're also going to be hearing from later on, he says they could have maybe three or perhaps four runners in the race this year. But I think Mr. Malarkey is their number one choice, but he's perhaps not your most favoured of their four possible starters.
No, I must admit, I think, you know, looking at the forecast with the rain that's going to come, I think Elegant Escape's going to be a massive player. I know he's got top weight, but I thought he ran a very encouraging race at Wetherby when the ground and the track and one or two other aspects of that Charlie Hall weren't run to suit him. I think with that run under his belt, and stepping up in trip on the flat galloping track, he was 10 lengths second to Sizing Tennessee, his stablemate in the race last year. He was only a 4-1 chance that day. He's £5 higher and he's a 14-16-1 chance as we record this. So I think there's no illusion where the value lies there. I think he's a very interesting contender. And I also think the other horse of theirs, who is getting on in age, admittedly, Robbins Firth at the age of 10, very fragile horse, but one that when he does get to the track is capable of very useful performances on a flat track with plenty of cut in the ground. And he's going to have those two criteria, you would think, on Saturday afternoon at Newbury. I think he's 25-1 in a place, and we often see horses at big prices make the frame in this sort of race. It's not always, you know, a race that falls to the second season sexy chaser, you know, the one that's like OK Corral or Cabaret Queen, the one that fits into those criteria. Sometimes there's a gnarled old handicapper who's been around the block a little while who runs particularly well in the race, and maybe that might be Robbins Firth. He stays very strongly, gets 3.5 miles as we saw at Haydock last February, and he could be one at a big price at Runwell.
I'm just going to throw one more horse into the mix before we move on. Some Chaos is trading an enormous 40-1, and he's another trainer who we caught up with recently at the Ladbrokes Winter Carnival media morning, Michael Scudamore. Let's hear from him on the prospects of Some Chaos.
It's why you do it. You want to be involved in these big races, isn't it? You know, you don't want to be sat at home just be watching them on the telly. You want to be able to be here and participate. We've, you know, had one runner in the past. Mumbeg Dude was fourth in the race, so you know, it's lovely to come back with another runner.
I still keep punching myself. What is it about your yard and staying chasers? Yeah, you know, you had a runners in 2 miles, but it just seems to be something about it. You know, there's Mr. Egos and stays longer than the mother-in-law the other day.
Yeah, no, we've been very, very lucky with the horses we've been sent, like say, with the likes of Mysteries and Mumbeg was a superstar, and you know, hopefully this lad is following in their footsteps and ready to take their place. So you know, they're the biggest races, they're the nicest ones to be in, so we don't mind that.
Good track this, though. I mean, for any horse, you'd be very happy running in over a track like Newbury, wouldn't you?
Yeah, it's a lovely track. You know, it is probably the nicest track in the country, really, in terms of fairness and everything else. He's a horse that seems to like flat tracks. We've run him twice at Cheltenham, and then the two times he's run poorly. So, you know, all his best form was sort of Wincanton and a place like that, the flat galloping tracks. So, you know, here should see his strengths, really.
Well, Some Chaos, quite a long shot for this race, but Michael Scudamore, as Mike was just saying, does have an excellent record with his staying chasers.
Yeah, he's an exceptional trainer as well. I think Michael is getting a bit more support from owners. He's had a double this week already up at Musselburgh. He's done really well this autumn with one or two of the nice novices that he's got as well. So I think he's really going places this year. And Some Chaos obviously had a nice spin round Cheltenham on heavy ground behind Ramsey Detele. At that early season meeting at Prestbury Park, should be a lot fitter. And don't forget, he was very, very impressive at Kelso last spring when winning on good ground. Whether he'd wanted absolutely bottomless is open to question, but he's only 8 years of age and could be overpriced.
Obviously, there's a lot more to the meeting than just one race, so we'll quickly cover off some of the other highlights that we can expect to enjoy over the 2 days, Sam. The Ladbrokes John Frankham Novices Chase, that's the Grade 2, that's the second race on Saturday. Now, I think the original plan with Champ was to go straight to Kempton for the Quarto Star on Boxing Day. Nicky Henderson thinking it might be a bit tight to get a run into him now and then bring him out again the following month. But he appears he might have a change of heart. We've got Champ left in against Reserve Tank and Vision de Flow. How impressed were you with Champ's chasing debut at the track earlier this month?
I thought it was a terrific performance. Obviously, he's been around Newbury a few times, impressed in a number of his starts round there. He's got plenty of experience, and this looks a really ideal race for him, a good stepping stone. Not that he'll have it all its own way with some of the horses that are declared against him, Vision de Flow, Reserve Tank to name but two, but I just love the fact that he jumped so well at Newbury, travelled well. You often see with a number of these novices with this owner that they're not knocked about first time. Winning isn't the be-all and end-all. And yet Champ moved through that race sort of imperiously, really, and just showed a sparkling turn of foot to beat a very decent horse in Dasher Drasher, who admittedly was thought to need the run a little bit. But you know, it was still a really sparkling performance. The third highest Sun has been beaten since, but not disgraced at Ascot over the weekend. But it was just the manner of Champ's performance, really. And I think it's almost a tip in itself that Nicky Henderson's willing to come here and perhaps instead of, you know, going to Kempton over Christmas or as well as.
Whitecap Champ produced with his challenge now to the yellow cap of Dashiell Dasher. There was very little between them on touching down, but Champ has now taken the lead and made it a two-length lead already. Dashiell Dasher in second. Higher Sun has stayed on into third position, but as they run to the line, it's now about a four-length lead and a winning steeplechasing debut for Champ.
You've already passed the tongue twister test in saying Dashiell Dasher. Correctly, that's one that keeps catching me out, so well done to you. We've got another absolute star lining up on the first day of the meeting in Paisley Park, who runs in the Ladbrokes long distance hurdle. That's penciled in to be the 3 o'clock race on the Friday. Now, Sam, is Paisley Park a horse who you followed to fame and fortune last season? Did he keep doing your good turns, or was he one that you kept taking on and to your cost?
Yeah, pretty much the latter. Apart from at Cheltenham, where I just threw the lot in and gave up and just sided with him. But I wouldn't say that I took him on a lot. It was a bit of a slow burner with me. It took me a while just to get on the Paisley Park bandwagon. Some people were alive to his ability much earlier than me, and that's no surprise. I'm usually a bit slow on the uptake. And he, you know, he just thrived as he went on through the season, didn't he? Thrived on his work. And, you know, his ratings just improved and his form ratings just improved as the season wore on. He's obviously gone from 6 to 7. He's had a good summer break. Connections are making that sort of the noises that he's been a bit harder to get fit. We have a lot of rain in the next 48 hours before the carnival starts. He could just be vulnerable to a little bit of a boilover, to a horse that's already got a bit of form in the book this season, already had a run, is battle hardened. You know, this isn't the be-all and end-all of Paisley Park season, and we've seen one or two surprises in this race before now.
Absolutely. Beer Goggles winning at 40-1 a couple of years ago for the late Richard Woolacott. It is always possible that you can get a sensational turn-up, and as you say, there's absolutely no guarantee he'll necessarily be the same horse when he comes back from a summer off. He was absolutely unbeatable last season, but who knows, and he's got to give £6 away to Thistlecrack on Thistlecrack's seasonal return. We caught up with Thistlecrack's assistant trainer Joe Tizard to get the latest on his prospects.
He's had his gallop well this morning. He's very much the main target is a King George for him, so he's going to run in the long distance hurdle here just as a very much a prep for the King George. But you know, he's had two away days already. He's been to Exeter and he's been here. He'll have a runner in the hurdle race, and then all roads lead to the King George, hopefully.
So that was Joe Tizard talking at the recent Newbury Media Morning. He's seeing this contest as a stepping stone towards the Ladbrokes King George VI chase at Kempton Park. Has he got a chance of shaking up Paisley Park in receipt of £6?
I don't think so much it's the receipt of the weight, really, that would worry me. It's the fact that he's got, this is a stepping stone to a bigger target in 3 or 4 weeks' time, which I would see more of a problem. He's a horse that can go, you know, plenty well enough fresh. He has been beaten in this race before now. He was, you know, a very short price favourite behind Beer Goggles a couple of years ago and couldn't land a blow on his first run back. So he's a fragile horse, and they will have had to get him to a certain level of fitness, you'd think, for him to, you know, manage to deliver a performance of note. But I think it's a tough ask, especially with the King George just a month away. I can't imagine he's going to be, you know, having the gun put to his head for this race. I'd probably prefer, if I was looking to take Paisley Park on, an old stalwart, you know what I mean, Harry, who looked, you know, very good at Weatherby last time. I know he's beaten 5 lengths by the World's End, but that was first time out for him. You know, and don't forget, it's only a couple of starts ago. He was a Grade 1 winner.
And we caught up with, you know what I mean, Harry's trainer, Harry Fry, another horse who was in action at the recent Ladbrokes Winter Carnival Media Morning, and found out what he thinks of his stable stars prospects this weekend.
It's not getting any easier for him. He's 11 rising 12, and it'd be probably the most competitive renewal of the race he's running on next Friday. So, he owes us nothing. He's in good form in his reappearance at Weatherby, giving weight away when he finished runner-up. And he's enjoyed his morning out today, and we'll look forward to running him again in a race he's got such good record in.
Is he a horse who will have improved, do you think, out at this age for his season? Or would he be? Are you happier coming here, having got a run into him?
I think, taking on the horses that are going to be in the race, I'm happy we've got a run under our belt. He's going to have to be really at the top of his game to be competitive, and but he owes us nothing, and we're not here necessarily coming expecting to win, but hopefully if he's competitive, that's what we can ask for.
So that was Harry Fry talking about You Know What I Mean, Harry, and as he said, Sam, a horse who's run in this race three times before, won it twice and finished runner-up on the only other occasion.
Indeed, and you know, I just think having that recent run under his belt a month ago, he's had a nice sort of time to recover from that performance and then come into this race on the, you know, and this has got to be one of his primary objectives this year, really. You know, to see him win a stayers hurdle is a little bit of a flight of fancy, but this is a very, very viable target for him. A race that he's gone well in the past, and he could be a little bit of value to beat the favourite.
We'll just mention one more race, and that's the very opening contest, the 12-15, the first race of the carnival. This is a race which, of course, many of you will know Nicky Henderson loves to win. He's won it five times in the last 10 years. Will he enhance his record in this race, do you think? Obviously, we don't know exactly what's going to line up at this stage, but looking at the entries, a contest that's been won by some seriously good horses in the last few years, and we could easily have another really smart winner this year.
We could. I mean, Nicky's primary interesting contender looks to be Chantry House, who cost a small fortune when he was bought out of the Point Fields and won very nicely at Warwick back in the spring. I think I was there that day, beat Edwardstown very comfortably. He was well backed into odds on. And, you know, Edwardstown is regarded as one of Alan King's nicer novices and has managed to win subsequently. So that form started to stack up quite sweetly. And as you say, Nicky Henderson's won this race a number of times, and including in these colours. I would imagine that Harry Fry will have something to say about it with King Rowland, though, because he's probably one of the big hype horses of the last year or two. A two-time bumper winner, won by 22 lengths at Uttoxeter, absolutely hosed up under Noel Feely when we first saw him under rules, and then followed up with a rather more workmanlike performance at Foss Lass. But he was a 10-length winner of his point as well, so can obviously jump. And I know this has been the target for much of the summer, so it looks like it could be an absolute fascinating race, and certainly one that will bear watching a number of times, with future winners aplenty to come out of it.
Yeah, just worth hammering home one more time the horses that have won this horse in the last couple of years. Bouvardair 2015, Jenkins 2016, Lost in Translation 2017, and Bright Forecast 2018. So it's a pretty impressive roll of honour. If there is going to be one lesson to learn from the Ladbrokes Winter Carnival, it might just be to follow the winner of the first race of the meeting. Anyway, thank you so much to Sam for joining us, and thank you for tuning in to our podcast. You can, of course, enjoy every bit of racing action from the 2 days of the Ladbrokes Winter Carnival on Racing TV.